All right, Zombie, third overall. Second overall. That's right. Mitch got third overall. Second overall, really consistent, good starts, fought hard, and you were a factor all night.
Yeah, you know, the three-man events, I think, like anyone will say, are very hard. To go and regroup and get everything back ready and refocus. I mean, literally by the time, like, you get new goggles or new gloves and set your whole shot device, get maybe a drink of water real quick, like, it's time to start the bikes again. And I was timing the 450 guys once Eli would, or whoever won, you know, cross the finish line, and it was 4 minutes from once he crossed the finish line to the gate drop. And to me, I feel like that's a little too short. It's crazy. It's just organized chaos.
Yeah. How'd your bike feel? Like, I mean, it's a Bud Racing. They do a lot of their own stuff, right? Motors, suspension. I know you came back out, you told me, and tested with them. How'd you like your bike compared to, American Supercross teams? And you've ridden for 8 million teams, so you know a lot about bikes.
Yeah, you know, the bikes was good. I feel like I struggled with my starts a little bit. Actually, we were having some bike issues, I think mapping issues, but I was actually starting in first gear.
Oh, yeah? Some pretty short starts.
Yeah, and somehow ended up making it work, except that last main event. I had my clutch all the way in, the bike was still wanting to go. So that made it tough on that last one, got a terrible start. Just worked my way back up to eighth, but... Yeah, the bike's really good. They do all their stuff in-house, like you said, and they do a good job. So, and they definitely want to improve and make the bike even better. So hopefully that we can get it all figured out and ready to go for Australia.
Cool. Sneaky second place. Good job, Zombie.
Yeah, thank you.